Kia ora Solomon, how are you going today?
Hey, Eli. I'm going great today, bro. It's a beautiful day down here in Queenstown. Beautiful place to be.
Yeah, and you're here today to talk about your single that is, well, among other things, you're here to talk about your single that is out tomorrow. It's the second single from your new EP, Beneath the Morning Tree. The single is entitled Bread, and if I'm reading correctly or remembering correctly, you wrote this approximately about 3, 4 years ago or so. So do you want to talk about, I don't know, the process of how you approach kind of recording music these days and your approach to writing this recent EP? Like, what's the kind of anthropological story of Bread? Where did it come from? And how did it get to where it is today?
So yeah, as you mentioned, it's a while ago, so already I think we can see that the process of a song can be quite drawn out. But this song began, I guess you could say, from a trip that I took by myself along the East Coast, north of Auckland, up towards Northland. And it was a spontaneous trip. I was at a point my life where I was feeling quite tight and holding tension and didn't really feel like I was in kind of flow of life. And so I just decided to go away and see what would come of that. And so I had these 3 days away by myself, and during that time just felt that weight just lift off, and there was this beautiful sense of presence and freedom within those 3 days. Probably like I'd never experienced before, just this beautiful presence and just being, and this huge release of all the kind of weight I'd put on myself during those 3 days. Had some incredibly beautiful moments, reflections. And returned home, back to normal life, and then wrote this song.
Gorgeous. So this sounds like you went by yourself. Was this a solo endeavor up there? And was this to the Wildflower Lodge? Is this where the song's concocted?
So Wildflower Lodge is actually that comes into the timeline of this song and the rest of the songs a little later in the process, probably 1 or 2 years later. So Wildflower Lodge is actually in Te Kupo, South Island, and it's the family batch of my good friend Oscar Keys, who you know well.
I do know very well.
So we went away there for just over a week, myself, Oscar, and our good friend Neil McLeod as well, who's a music producer. And we hung out there for just over a week, lit the fire in the middle of winter, and recorded these songs, which I spent the last 3 years writing.
Gorgeous. Yeah, because I think the last time I saw you play live was up in 2023. You had everyone up at Move Space, kind of studio slash venue slash great little corner of the world on Dominion Road, and you were playing a show there right before you were moving down to Queenstown, and I don't think there was a dry eye in that room. And yeah, it's still one of my favorite live shows that I've been to in quite some time. And
Oh,
yeah, it's
so
gorgeous.
sweet. Thank you.
And many of these tracks you were playing back then, so you've just really held on to these songs in preparation for Beneath the Morning Tree.
It's been a long time coming, but I felt like I feel like these songs were worthy of waiting. And so yeah, I've been patiently waiting, making sure everything else is aligned in terms of the release of these songs, not rushing it. and now they're finally being shared. No longer my songs.
And they're so worth the wait. Yeah, they're just incredibly memorable. Like, they've kind of stuck in the brain. And yeah, there's a gorgeous like honesty in these songs. And I know that you kind of have spoke a little bit that the CP maybe feels kind of different to the other music that you've been releasing over the years. It's almost like your music has always been pretty personal and autobiographical, but I think that the CP almost takes it even further. Like, there's a rawness. Did you kind of feel that? Like, was it a conscious shift to do this, or is it just something that's kind of happened naturally as you have glided through your 20s?
I think both at the same time. It felt like there was this kind of natural progression within my songwriting to move towards something which actually felt more true, and it was felt like a return to where I began, almost, just with my guitar and my voice. And in that kind of change, there was this deep desire to connect more deeply with what I was creating as well. And that, for me, came sonically through the sound of the music, but even more so through the lyrics that I was writing, and trying to find lyrics which honestly told my story, my personal story. And it's, for me, anyway, like, I think, I really believe if I can honestly tell my story, then it gives other people the opportunity to like deeply connect with my music as well.
And I think that's the case, is that like, you take your most recent single, Sunrise, and there's so many almost like quotes and anecdotes that place the listener like right in almost these scenes that you're painting. But I was also wondering, like, is there an, I don't want to say the word fear, but like a nervousness with being, like, you're talking about your whānau, and you're talking about maybe some things that you've only told a handful of people before. Like, was there kind of an apprehension, or like, is it scary? Yeah. You strike me as someone that doesn't get scared by anything, but how is it? Yeah, how is it feel writing about something so personal?
Yeah. And when I wrote the songs, like, as they initially came to life, that wasn't necessarily, there wasn't necessarily a fear, but there definitely was some apprehension around sharing these songs with some of the people closest to me, because some of the songs involved the people closest to me as well. And so there was some apprehension around that, but that in itself turned into a really beautiful and healing process. It was quite funny when came up to release day for Sunrise, my last single, like, suddenly as the song was released, I felt all this like kind of vulnerability and apprehension. I was like, oh shit, what have I done? So it kind of all hit at once, but that soon passed through. And then I was just felt pretty grateful to have that out in the world, and for it to be received the way it was, with just beautiful messages from friends and so much love and support.
And we're going to take a quick listen to that brand new single. Not the brand new one. This is Sunrise by Solomon Crook, the first single from the new record. And we'll line up that first play of Bread shortly. This is Sunrise by Solomon Crook.
I was too young to observe it. I did not know how to cope. My mother and father, they left me in a broken home. Mom ran away to the beach. Dad got further from reach. I still remember that fight. 30 years, one night. Ooh. I found a note in their bed, detailing how it would soon end. I was a child still hoping we might be a family again. Distractions were numbing the pain. Fears that is why I'm this way. Learning to open up, I feel broken, washing the family stain. I remember when you told me you were seeing someone new. Rest of the car ride in silence, first that I heard from you. Emotionally closed, unaware that I was still hurting inside. All I wanted was communication. I was alone in my head. Stormy, you said I need to go check on a friend. The first time my mother had lied, could not look me straight in the eyes. This was the start of a change. I saw two people in shade, no longer the parents I made, just people wanting change. Hold them and tell them it's okay, and kiss them and thank them. I offer myself as they do for me, to forgive the hurt, to forgive the pain. We're all trying to heal deep wounds, and maybe someday they'll walk through the pines and openly talk and watch a new sunrise.
That track up here at BFM as well. That's gorgeous. But yeah, I think sometimes the best music and the best art is often those things that you're most scared to share. If you almost feel too comfortable letting it out in the world, then maybe there's something not quite right. Yeah.
Because I think in whatever art is, when it touches on something which is really true, there's a potency there, and that in that potency comes those really strong feelings, you know, like fear or joy or different ends of the spectrum. But you know, when something's potent, it's got all the feels.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know why most people listen to music or do anything. It's to feel something. It's sometimes to feel sad, sometimes to feel happy, sometimes. But at the heart of it, it's all about how it makes you feel. And yeah, your tracks do that. So doing something right. Do you want to talk a little bit about the video? Not only for the upcoming single Bread, but also for the rest of the works on Beneath the Morning Tree. I know you've worked a lot with Oscar, not only on this record, but in the past. How did you go about shooting the CP?
Yeah.
Image-wise.
So as I mentioned, we went to Tekapo for over a week, myself, Oscar Keys, and Neil McLeod. And whilst we were there, Oscar was shooting a lot of footage. He had a Super 8 recorder, film recorder. And so he captured a lot of footage. And that's how these videos came about. It was reasonably spontaneous. We didn't have clear ideas of what it was that we were going to create. But when we got there, we allowed the place and the creative process to inform that. So it felt really special just letting that unfold. So the video for Sunrise was me shaving my head, and I had long hair for like, I don't know, 8 years before that. And so it felt pretty significant, honestly, to do that. It felt like a shedding, stepping into something like new. Yeah, that word potent comes up again because it felt like transformation. Yeah. And so perfect timing for that to be like the first single, and then my head is shaved, and almost like stepping into, yeah, a new stage of my journey, musical journey.
Yeah, I think potent also comes up for you when watching the video, because I remember when I first watched it, I was thinking, oh, is this real? Did Solly actually shave his kind of, you know, below shoulder length here? Yeah, but now that I've hopped on this Zoom call with you, I was shocked that your hair is back to growing back so quickly.
Yeah, I don't know amazing. How long it'll last. We'll see.
Every few years you need a new transformation and you can shed the hair again. How did you go about recording this? Because I know that you primarily do all the production yourself, so it's just kind of all you, or did you call in some recruits and superstars to play some parts on other sections of the EP? Or I mean, Red particularly, it's kind of you and your guitar and kind of a synth bass section sitting behind it or here and there.
So it was during that week in Tekapo where most of it was recorded. I had created some demos myself just at home, laying out the basic structure of the songs and the main parts, and then our time in Tekapo was about kind of re-recording these songs and just bringing them to life a bit more. And so yeah, Neil McLeod, my good friend Neil, who I've made music with in the past as well, he produces and makes his own music too, he helped me bring these songs to life. And we essentially set up in the lounge in this old 1980s kind of cabin. We had the fire roaring. Sometimes it got so hot that we had to open all the windows, and I was literally recording with my t-shirt off. It was freezing outside, but a few times we put too many logs in the fire, and then it started just to roar, and it didn't go so well. But we set up in there and had the mic set up, and went through the process of recording each of these songs. It felt really special doing it with Neil and Oscar there as well, because they are really close friends. And because these songs are so close to my heart, like honest to my story, it just, the way they held that space and were so supportive of that process was very special.
Yeah. It's also wondering how your approach to writing has changed now that, I mean, people won't know, but you moved down to Queenstown. When was that? A couple of years ago now?
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I assume life is different down there than living in Tāmaki and going out and having K Road on your doorstep, and you're living a slower life down there, and I assume, correct me if I'm wrong, and how has that kind of changed your approach to music? Yeah, has it changed your approach or not really?
Well, I think even just reflecting on this EP that's coming out soon, that was the beginning of like a new process for me. It was also like returning to an older process of simplifying the musical process and just sitting down with my guitar and writing a song. And I think being here has just really kind of deepened that process, and like the wheels have really started to just turn. Last year had a really big focus on writing songs, and so I was just consistently sitting down writing songs with the aim to write like 60 songs in a year. And so yeah, being here, I've had the space to do that more. Don't have as many friends here, so not as social. So I'm just by myself sitting next to the fire, sitting on the couch,
Sounds awful.
Terrible. I mean, it's not always easy. Writing songs is not always easy as well. No. Sometimes you just can hit a wall and it's frustrating. But yeah, it's been such a valuable time having the space to write these songs, because it feels like my craft of songwriting has settled into its own place as well, in space. And it feels like there's like a rhythm to it.
Yeah, and you can hear that come through. I was, another anecdote, remembering back to probably would have been the first time I heard Bridge, would have been at a potluck dinner at Jeff's place, Jeff from Good Space. And do you remember at the very end of the night, everyone was wanting you to play some music or play some tracks. And I think I'm almost certain that it was Bridge that you did a little acoustic version of then. And yeah, I remember the kind of the lyric around, you know, then the chorus, the mother and something, something entwine, that section. Yeah. Like, that's just stuck in my head. And then when you sent through the press release, I was like, oh, finally, finally the song from the potluck dinner three, four years ago has landed. Yeah, hard to forget. It was awesome. There's a video somewhere around, but I don't know. I'll try to find it and send it through.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's where you feel home, right? Playing just you and your guitar.
Yeah, I think at the moment, it's where I can find like most honesty in my songs. Just find a lot of depth within my creation as well. That's because in the past I have explored a lot of music production as well, and the wide world of sonics, which is a endless world to explore. And so having that kind of constraint of just the guitar, lyrics, melody, it allows for me to just like hone in on that and see what comes of it.
Yeah, rather than spending half the day changing EQs and switching out bass samples and things like that.
Exactly. Amazing. Which is fun in itself, and I love doing that. I do. I love producing music. But I made the conscious effort at this stage to just focus on my songs.
We're going to hear now from Solomon's track Morning before the final little part of the interview, and then we're going to listen to the new single that is out tomorrow. It is Bread by Solomon Crook, ahead of this gorgeous 7-track EP that I can't wait to share with you all. This is Morning by Solomon Crook.
just you and me. I need a bed.
Got a lot of people that are waiting for you to play some of these songs again. Are you looking to do a little local national tour for new EP? Surely.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So the plan is a tour in June. So tonight we're going to play three centres. So here in Tahuna, Queenstown, we're going to play in Auckland and also Wellington at this stage.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, so looking like the EP out in June, and also I know people hate signing up to a date, but roughly June, people should look out for that.
I can give you an exact date for the EP. Well, at this stage it's going to be the 13th of June. There you go.
Unlucky for some, but lucky for us. The next two singles coming out as well. So you've got two more singles coming out. When can we expect them, and how do they differ from the first two singles? Do they differ, or are they similar flavors?
Yeah, so obviously I've got one single coming out on Friday, tomorrow, and then 6 weeks from then another single called Too Strung, and 6 weeks following that another called Woman. Do they differ? Yes and no. I think what I feel about this project is it all sits within the same world. It all feels like it's from the same well. Still very much folk acoustic inspired songs, me and my guitar. So yeah, if you have listened to any of the other songs from this release, you can expect something similar. Just slightly different spices on the same lyric.
That's what we like. That's what we like. Where can people go to kind of follow what you're up to and listen to your gorgeous music?
Of course, Spotify. If you're on Spotify or Apple Music, check it out. But yeah, just follow me on Instagram as well, and you'll get all the updates of live shows, new music, and the occasional picture of my face.
Yeah, with or without hair sometimes.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get.
Thanks so much for taking the time out to talk about your music and about Bread that is out tomorrow. Really, really appreciate it. Always such a pleasure.
Mother is perched in the boot of the car, laughing on the bread of her womb, call from the hands through his soul dry. Mother and child forever entwined, woven like flesh, feel soothing fire. it's nice to meet you. Your smile is warm on my skin, fresh out the oven. I see your truth, you cut loose the noose. It's nice to meet you. Where have you been for a while, my distant teacher? I hear their voices call on the waves, and I feel so light, sharing a moment without time. Baby, her breast, the giving of life, sun starts to dip, light resides. Thank you.